time with the training and gave myself permission to go slowly. The more present I was in the small action I was taking in the moment, the more inspiration I received. Sometimes we think if we aren't doing everything all at once, we aren't doing anything at all. But it's actually the small steps that create the most momentum. Rather than forcing yourself to do everything at once or pushing down your vision altogether out of fear, take my story as an example. Start small and realign with your desire in the moment. When you start taking action, you may be tempted to think about the outcomes you want and then build up expectations in your mind. Let's call this out now. Whenever we take action with expectations, our ego is in the way. And the ego has an agenda. It wants immediate results, a fast payoff for every action we take. The ego mentality is, what can I get? Rather than, how can I feel inspired? Expecting a specific outcome is one manifestation of this ego mentality. It blocks our purpose by cutting us off from inspiration. When we expect a certain outcome, we become focused on the future, and inspiration only flows in the present. To fully live this message, we must take action without any expectations. It's easier than you think to give up your expectation of a specific outcome. When you hold tightly to your expectations, you put so much energy into forcing a certain outcome that you're unwilling and unable to see other possibilities. You make your sense of happiness, success, or safety dependent on everything working out in some particular way. But when you release the outcome, you can stay open to infinite inspired opportunities. Inspiration can't flow when you're fixated on the future and always trying to get somewhere. Inspiration flows right here, right now, in this moment. When you let go of expectations around outcomes, you let the universe support you and you give yourself permission to have fun with the creative process. I once read a post in my Miracle Membership discussion group that hundreds of members responded to. The Miracle Membership is where I share my podcast, new meditations, full videos of my talks, and more. The member wrote, "How do I fulfill my desires? I have a vision for what I want to create, but it's hard not to think about the fact that I don't have it right now." My response was clear. When you release your expectation of a future outcome, you let yourself off the hook. You can let go of the idea that something is missing and instead focus on what you do have and what's working in the moment. Our expectations block our inspired action because we think there's only one way to get there. Expectations can also make us feel pressured, which in turn makes us feel anxious and overwhelmed. As a result, we don't do anything at all because we're so afraid of failing. Releasing expectations sets us free to let inspiration show us what to do. This practice is about redirecting your focus. Instead of being hung up on what you think you need, make it your priority to feel inspired in the moment. Releasing the expected outcome clears space for you to simply focus on what feels good. When your primary goal is to feel good, inspiration, not pressure and fear, becomes your driving force. Whenever you take an action from a place of inspiration, you can be sure that the universe is supporting you. Let this practice be a powerful opportunity for you to change your mind about how you take action on your dreams. You will feel a lot of relief in letting your future expectations off the hook and just allowing inspiration to flow in the moment. Inspired action clears the path. Practice the message now. Start a new pattern and let the universe show you what to do. Do you feel like you're stuck in an old pattern? Are you ready to make a positive shift? Practice the message by doing something new. If you're struggling with any form of addiction, walk into a free recovery meeting in your community. If you're stuck in eating habits that have been making you sick, Google a few simple healthy recipes and stock up on fresh food. If your marriage is suffering, call a couples therapist and set up an introductory session today. If you're feeling a lot of anxiety, practice one of the meditations from this audio today. Remember, this isn't about overhauling your entire life. Just take one small, new, right action. Trust that it has the power to set you on a path of transformation now. Inspired action clears the path. So many people avoid taking action because they don't know how or where to start. What blocks people most is that they think they need to change their life overnight. But true change doesn't come overnight. True change comes from subtle shifts backed by inspiration. Even epiphanies, which seem sudden, come after days, months, or even years of subtle shifts. Let this message be a constant reminder that the present moment always has the potential to be a new beginning. The smallest inspired action is enough to redirect the course of your life. When you tune into inspiration, you don't have to wait on your dreams. You don't have to wait for a publisher to be an author. Instead, explore ways to self-publish your book. You don't have to wait for your first coaching client to sign up. Instead, coach someone for free. You don't have to wait until the circumstances are just right to train for a marathon. Instead, go for short daily jogs and enjoy the feeling of building up your strength and endurance. The small new actions you take right now can have big impacts. Establishing a new pattern, even if it's just an experiment, sends a message to the universe that you're ready to change, that you're willing to try something new. When you do something new and inspiring, the universe will open up invisible doors for you. Wherever you focus your inspiration, you will feel an energy of spiritual support behind you. Maybe you'll get a call from that company you applied to. You'll see an opportunity to share your ideas in a creative way, or potential collaborators will reach out to you wanting to know more about what you're creating. Or maybe something completely unexpected will happen, even something that initially feels like an obstacle or detour, but that ultimately puts you on an even better path. Inspiration is the secret to bringing your greatest dreams to life. You don't have to push or control or force anything into being. You can let inspiration flow, and the universe will show you where to go. Inspired action clears the path. Practice the message now. Meditate on the message. It may surprise you to learn that you can experience radical inner shifts, attract big desires, and set new patterns in motion by using the power of your mind. Affirmation meditation is a profound way to take inspired action by shifting your thoughts and energy. You clear away doubt and negativity, tap into confidence, and welcome inspiration. Let this meditation become a ritual you rely on when you feel you're blocking the flow of inspiration. If you're driving or walking, you can listen to the affirmations and let the words inspire you. If you're home, gently close your eyes and let the meditation take you on a journey inward. Inspired action clears my path. I release the need to control my future. I center into this present moment. Breathe in. Breathe out. Inspired action clears my path. When I let inspiration flow, I am intuitively guided to exactly what I need. I no longer need to figure anything out. Everything I need is presented to me. Inspired action clears my path. Listening to my intuition is all I need to do. Inspired action clears my path. I breathe in and allow the inspiration of the universe to flow through me. I breathe out and let that inspiration propel me forward. Inspired action clears my path. I don't need to push or control. I can slow down and let inspiration move through me. When inspiration moves through me, I am clear about my next right action. Inspired action clears my path. There's nothing my inspiration cannot solve. I let inspiration flow through me with ease. I let inspiration guide my every move. Inspired action clears my path. When I'm inspired, I feel a swell of energy move through my body. I have intuitive ideas and clear direction. I don't have to figure things out because inspired action clears my path. Breathe in. Breathe out. The more I tune into my breath, the more I relax. Breathe in. Breathe out. When I attune my energy with my breath, I allow inspiration to pour in. Breathe in. Breathe out. Inspired action clears my path. When I'm inspired, the universe takes over. When I'm inspired, I'm led by a presence of joy within me. Inspired action clears my path. I can trust in my inspiration. I know that inspiration is the lighthouse. I know inspiration offers me solutions beyond my logical mind. Inspired action clears my path. Inspired action unleashes my true purpose. Inspired action clears my path. Today I can release expectations and outcomes. I am free in this inspired moment. All I have to do is let these words move me. My inner movement creates a movement in the world. Inspired action clears my path. Let's recap how to live this message. The first step to living this message is to take one small inspired action. Second, act without expectation by focusing on what feels inspiring rather than what you think you need to achieve. Third, establish a new pattern to ignite inspiration. And finally, let the affirmation meditation open you up to the infinite source of inspiration that is ready to clear your path. The reason this message is so important today is that we don't have time to play small anymore. The world is calling us to wake up, step up, and show up. You're here because you have a desire to create change in your life and stop hiding out. Showing up for our dreams, visions, and desired change is no longer optional. We have to bring forth what is within us in order to connect to our true purpose, which is to be an expression of love in the world. When we deny our growth and inspiration, we deny the world our love. Dr. Wayne Dyer said, "Don't die with your music still in you." The message emphasizes the important process of creation and purpose. When you enjoy the journey of creating from a place of inspiration, then you're wholeheartedly living your purpose. The goal is not to achieve the final outcome. The goal is to enjoy the journey of inspiration every step of the way. There's joy in climbing the mountain toward your glittering vision. Don't wait to get to the top to be happy. When you tell yourself that you need to get somewhere in order to be happy, you block yourself from the inspiration, joy, and excitement that can be revealed in every inspired action. For instance, at this moment, I'm completely detached from the outcome of this Audible original. I want it to support you, and I want a lot of people to listen to it, but I'm not hung up on how that will happen. All I care about is the joy I'm feeling at this moment as I allow words to flow. I'm enjoying the process of creating and surrendering to the unlimited source of inspiration. I feel unattached to the outcome and completely present in the moment. I'm not worried. I know it will be successful because it's backed with inspiration. I never question whether what I create is going to make an impact because it's always backed with service, love, and inspiration. Because of this conviction and faith, I'm free to just create and be happy. This is what it means to let inspired action clear the path. There's nothing wrong with holding a strong desire. The issue arises when our desire is to achieve our goal rather than to feel inspired in the present moment. The reason I can speak these words and know they will inspire you is because they are inspiring me in this moment. All I have to do is step back and allow in inspiration. Living this way is counter to the way we've been programmed. But when you commit to this message and follow these practices, you'll establish a new way of moving forward in life. You'll have more fun, and you'll no longer feel the need to go on a future trip to control your circumstances and to force your dreams. This message will help you in countless ways. When you bring forth what is within you, you feel more connected to a higher purpose because your actions are aligned with spirit. You feel a greater sense of interconnectedness because your actions spark more inspiration in the world. You live your purpose because you're spreading love. Inspired action clears the path. The fourth message, and stillness we receive, will strengthen your ability to take inspired action. The lessons will help you cultivate and embrace stillness through meditation and other practices. When you become comfortable in stillness, more inspiration will be revealed. The fourth message, in stillness we receive. A few months into my recovery from postpartum anxiety, I was still struggling to get through the day. Even though I was on a healing path, was supported by my doctors, and knew my symptoms were very common among women with postpartum anxiety, I struggled. I struggled to release my suffering, and I struggled to be patient. Each day of my recovery, I tried a new tool for managing anxiety, and while I felt moments of relief, in many ways, I was still trying to control my recovery and force myself to feel better faster. But as anyone who suffered from anxiety knows, there's no controlling it. In fact, if you try to control it, you only perpetuate the anxious feelings. In this state of deep depression and fear, I turned to my spiritual practice for help. Once I got honest with myself, I knew I wasn't going to find a solution by overthinking and constantly taking action. The solution was to surrender to a higher power. One afternoon, in the midst of another anxiety attack, I went to my office to meditate while my son was sleeping. I'd practiced meditations to alleviate anxiety before this day, but this one was different. Instead of repeating a mantra or listening to music, I turned inward and asked for help. I silently said, "Universe, guides of the highest truth and compassion, I need a miracle. Help me heal." Within seconds of saying this prayer, I felt my energy shift. My breath slowed down and my body relaxed. I felt my limbs tingle and my heart open as a sense of peace came over me. I heard my inner guidance system say, "Breathe deeply." I took a deep breath in and released it, continuing this cycle of breath over and over. Then my hands automatically hovered over my heart center. I no longer felt like I was controlling my body. Instead, I surrendered to the loving energy moving through me. My hands got warm, and I started to feel a comforting heat pulsate through my chest. This warmth guided me to relax even more. As I sat, still and silent, the anxiety slowly began to lift. Then out of nowhere, I heard my inner guidance system say to me, "You can release your anxiety now." In an instant, my anxiety disappeared. I was guided to remember that I was not my thoughts or my feelings, that when I align with the love of the universe, I am free. My entire body began to subtly vibrate. My energy felt clean and my mind was clear. Freedom set in. When I came out of my meditation, I picked up my notebook and my hands started to automatically write. I wasn't consciously writing, but rather channeling. The words that came onto the page were, "In stillness, we receive." My willingness to surrender fully to the universe allowed the energy of love to move through me and swiftly clear the path. I'd experienced a miraculous breakthrough. It didn't require an hour of meditation, months of therapy, or any other psychological method. All I had to do was surrender to my higher power and let love set in. Even in our darkest moments, we can tune in through meditation and remember that the universe has our back. Trust what you hear and feel when you surrender to the energy of the universe. When you tune in through prayer and meditation, you open up your consciousness to receive clear direction and energetic peace. If you're hitting bottom with a pattern of fear, practice this message. If you're struggling with choosing which job offer to take, or how to break up with a partner, or how to lose weight, practice this message. No matter what you're going through, you can ask for guidance and receive it through stillness. Practice the message now. Give yourself permission to be still. Living this message is about slowing down enough to listen to the wisdom that is always available to you. We're always being guided, but we typically move too fast to notice. We must attune our energy with the loving, peaceful, high vibration energy of the universe in order to receive divine guidance. I see so many people on a spiritual path resist their meditation practice because they think it takes too much time or it's too hard to wind down. Our ego will resist meditation because it's convinced us to believe that we have to make things happen by always thinking and doing. We live in a culture that prizes outward achievement, competition, and getting a lot done as fast as possible. What we don't realize is that the real key to speeding up is slowing down. Of course, slowing down can be scary too. In the first month of quarantine during the COVID-19 pandemic, I did an Instagram live interview with my friend Glennon Doyle, an author and activist. In the interview, Glennon said, "What's happening is we're scared. Things are scary outside. But also, we've had to stop. And we don't stop. We're like snow globes. We keep everything shaken up. We scroll, we shop, we snark, we overwork, we stay busy, and we stay shaking. When the snow settles, there's something in there. And right now, the snow is settling for so many people because it's been forced upon us. And we're stuck with the truth of who we are. And the truth of who we are, there's nothing bad there. It's just that being fully human is painful. There's a lot of pain there. And there's regret and fear and loss. And a lot of us are sitting in that for the first time. This is a big reason people avoid stillness at all costs. We have an underlying unspoken fear of what lives beneath that stillness. So we keep moving in order to avoid facing it. While we're afraid to slow down, it's the stillness that heals us and guides us on an empowered path. Like any practice, stillness, particularly meditation, requires daily devotion. The more often you tune in, the easier it will be to hear the direction available to you. In the quiet stillness of meditation, you align your energy with the energy of the universe. You can receive guidance from your intuition, which is what you need to make big decisions, feel safe, be creative, and attract your greatest desires. By practicing this message, you'll make meditation your favorite daily habit rather than a chore. To help you make the fourth message a daily habit, I'm going to guide you through one of my favorite ways to tune in. It's easy to learn, it feels good, and you can use it often. Practicing this meditation relaxes your autonomic nervous system and calms your stress response, thereby quieting your mind so you can hear your inner wisdom. This is a meditation practice rooted in a powerful mantra. The mantra, Soham, is Sanskrit for I am that, or I am that I am. If you're driving, practice this meditation when you're home. If you're home in a private space, sit comfortably cross-legged on the floor or upright in a chair and gently close your eyes. Inhale, so. Exhale, hum. I will guide you. Feel the air move through your nostrils as you inhale, so. And feel it release as you exhale, hum. Inhale, so. Exhale, hum. So. 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 Hum. Now with your eyes closed, sit comfortably with your palms facing upward. You may feel a vibration in your body and a tingling in your extremities. Give yourself time to feel this energy. Do not open your eyes. Stay connected in your meditation now as I guide you to welcome the support of the universe. and stillness you receive. Let the energy move through you. Breathe in the feeling of relief. Breathe out any lingering resistance. Breathe in deeply. Exhale completely. As you breathe in and out, focus on the energy within you and around you. Maybe your hands are tingling. Maybe there's warmth in your body. Maybe you feel an energy field around you. Do not judge your experience. Just breathe into it. Your breath deepens your connection to the universe. When you breathe, you welcome stillness. Breathe in and silently affirm, "In stillness I receive." Breathe out and silently affirm, "In stillness I receive." Breathe in, "In stillness I receive." Breathe out, "In stillness I receive." Breathe in, "In stillness I receive." Breathe out, "In stillness I receive." Breathe in, "In stillness I receive." Breathe out, "In stillness I receive." Breathe in, "In stillness I receive." Breathe out, "In stillness I receive." Breathe in stillness I receive. Breathe out, "In stillness I receive." Continue that cycle of breath, breathing in, breathing out, affirming, "In stillness I receive. In stillness I receive." Now sit in stillness for a few moments and listen to your intuition. Don't question what you hear. You may see an image in your mind's eye, or you may hear an inner voice giving you direction. Maybe you'll feel a rush of energy that ignites an emotion, or notice an idea pop into your mind. The universe communicates with each of us in unique ways. Be open to receiving whatever guidance is meant to come through. You are now in vibrational alignment with the universe, and you are ready to receive. Relax into stillness and listen. Spend 1 minute in silence, and in stillness, you will receive. Breathe in and honor what you've heard. Breathe out and feel the guidance. Breathe in again and honor the direction you've received. Breathe out and feel the feelings it ignites. Breathe in and thank the universe for the clear direction you've received. Breathe out gratitude. Take one last deep breath in and release. And when you're ready, open your eyes. let this meditation give you a sense of stillness you've never known. This practice cultivates an inner presence that allows the universe to guide us. Follow this meditation, and you'll always be led back into alignment. In time, you will begin to crave this practice. You'll never want to miss a day. It will be vital to your energy field and calming to your nervous system. And it will give you a sense of faith that no matter what happens in your life, you're always being guided. Fear dissolves when you live in alignment with the energy of the universe and the flow of love within you. I mean it. When you begin to rely on your connection to the universe, your fear will weaken day by day. You'll know that you're truly supported. You'll have faith that clear direction will be presented to you, and you'll feel a sense of calm, knowing that all is well even when things aren't working out as you planned. Let this practice open your heart to let love in so that you can live in faith. When you make stillness a priority by committing to meditate regularly, your entire world will shift. A daily meditation practice will lower your stress, reduce anxiety, support your immune system, strengthen your focus, and connect you to an inner sense of knowing. You'll be able to receive clear messages from your inner guidance system. You'll no longer question your decisions because you'll trust your intuition. As we strengthen our ability to receive guidance, we also magnify our attracting power. When we're stuck in the busyness of the day, the to-do lists, and the mental dramas, we miss the miracle moments. But when we develop a practice of stillness, we open up to the miraculous opportunities that are always available to us. I've had a devoted meditation practice for decades, not just because it feels good, but also because it makes me a super attractor. The more we tune in, the more we receive. Receptivity is a state of being. Living in a meditative way changes our energy and the vibrational frequency we put out. When we cultivate an energy of stillness, we're receptive to signs from the universe. We experience synchronicities and allow our desires to flow to us. The more you commit to your stillness practice, the more you will attract into your life. I can say this with conviction because I've lived it. My meditative stillness is what has allowed me to write 8 books in 9 years. It's what has allowed me to receive direction on how to release outcomes and trust in the universe. This receptivity is what guides my life in a way that feels abundant, happy, and free. Best of all, my receptivity is what offers me creative solutions whenever I'm in doubt. You too can live a life of receptivity when you commit to this message. Living this message means that you learn to rely on the universe. You suspend your disbelief daily and return to truth. So hum. Living the mantra "so hum" brings you in deep connection with the powerful force of light that beams from within. That light will be your guide. That light will illuminate the way forward. That light will heal you and the world. Practice the message now. Witness the power of your stillness. The very fact that you're on a spiritual path also means you're a spiritual activist. You may not realize this yet, but it's true nevertheless. As I've said before, your commitment to feeling good, raising your vibration, and letting love move through you changes the world for the better. You're making an impact by vibrating at a higher frequency and extending that loving energy wherever you go. Ultimately, it's not your words or actions that create change. It's your spirit. This message is a direct line to spirit and a download of truth. You will never again have to question your purpose when you truly live it. Try it now. Practice this meditation, and then, when you're finished, pay attention to how you feel. If you feel like being around people, spend time with others and take note of how your energy elevates the room. If you'd prefer to be alone, then send positive prayers and intentions to others. Stay aware of how those people show up in your life in the days that follow. Give yourself a chance to witness the miracle of attuning your energy with the universe. Later in the day, take a few minutes to jot down the ways in which people respond to you or how your energy feels in a room. Open your journal and write all the ways that your new energy shifted your day. Be specific. Maybe your coworkers were more open to hearing your ideas. Maybe your children were more connected to you. Or maybe you felt like your life was in flow. Get still, receive, and witness the miracles that unfold as a result. If you're not one to keep a journal, see this as an opportunity to try something new. Don't dismiss this part of the practice. It's important to document your shifts because it's easy to forget them. When you meditate, you change your energy. And when you change your energy, you change your life. It's as simple as that. But if you don't pay attention to the shifts, you may ignore the reason for the change or chalk it up to some circumstances outside of yourself, thereby dismissing the transformational power of your stillness. I want you to celebrate your commitment to tuning into the energy of love and connect to your truth. By celebrating the miracles, you'll want to create more of them. A Course in Miracles says, "Miracles are natural. When they do not occur, something has gone wrong." The thing that's gone wrong is our alignment. We've gotten out of alignment with the universal energy of receptivity. We forget to pray, meditate, practice compassion, and tune in. We get caught up in our to-do lists, let our goals overshadow how we feel in the moment. We block the miracles that are our birthright. But you can reclaim miracles now. You can live a miraculous life when you choose to be still and receive. Use your meditation practice as a way of calibrating your energy and spreading that positive frequency far beyond your personal orbit. When you take time to be still and attune your energy with the universe will support you. The more people who vibrate with the loving energy of the universe, the more peaceful the world will be. One person's shift in consciousness is enough to completely change the energy of a household, which has a ripple effect into their work environments, their children's school, and everywhere they go. Then it travels farther outward, shifting the energy of the community and the neighboring communities, and then far beyond. Once you become aware of the power of your energy, you'll see examples of it in your own life. Think about it. When you come home from work in a bad mood, your family quickly picks up on it. Your spouse starts feeling low. The kids go silent and sullen or begin bickering. Then the night turns into an energy struggle. Getting the kids to eat dinner or take a bath is a struggle. Finding a good TV show to watch or a book to read is a struggle. Falling asleep is a struggle, and so on. But if you were to come home and practice this message, everything would be different. You'll say to your spouse, "I had a bad day, so I'm going to do a meditation, and then I'll join the family for dinner." In 5 minutes of stillness, your energy would shift dramatically. You'd show up to dinner with a new energetic frequency, and your family would reap the benefits. Everyone would engage in a positive conversation and enjoy their meal. You'd relax more easily, and going to sleep at night would be effortless. Making a subtle shift in your energy is nothing short of a miracle. That miracle has the power to change your environment and your relationships, and it creates a ripple effect throughout the world. I want you to really take in this truth. Your energy has the power to change the world. Remind yourself of this daily. When you live this message and turn to stillness regularly, you'll witness a major shift. The way you experience even the most routine, everyday elements of your life will transform. Notice it when you walk into your office environment or when you spend time with friends. Witness how the energy of others affects you and your nervous system. Notice the people who elevate you energetically and those who suck the energy out of the room. Our energy is our power. We must use it wisely. Practice the message now. Bring stillness with you. Live this message and you'll bring stillness with you wherever you go. In the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, it's suggested that you live with conscious contact with a God of your own understanding. That's also the purpose of this message, to live with conscious contact through your commitment to tune in and receive. Practice this meditation or any other meditation practice, and you'll notice an immediate shift. You'll feel lighter, more connected, more loving, and more compassionate. You'll feel energy move through your body and your nervous system will regulate. When I started writing this chapter, I felt the urge to get up and meditate myself. It was during the holidays and my family was sprawled throughout my house. I felt inspired to write that morning, so I was upstairs in my office. When I finished up, I knew I had to go down and face a kitchen filled with relatives. While I love having family around, I also felt overwhelmed by my hosting duties. Instead of heading downstairs in an anxious frequency, I decided to practice this message. I sat in meditation and became still. When I began to repeat the mantra, I felt warm energy move through my body. My hands tingled, and I felt as though negative energy was lifting off of me. My heart opened. Tears of joy streamed down my face. In a very short time, I had attuned my energy with the universe. I came out of my meditation excited to bring that love to my family. I walked downstairs and showed up with a far better attitude than I would have had I not meditated. The rest of the day went beautifully. My commitment to meditation redirected the course of my day. No matter what kind of situation you're facing, this message will clear your path. It can be something as simple as hosting during the holidays or something far more difficult like navigating a major life crisis. Trust that clarity and direction lie in this message. Don't overthink it. Just tune in and witness the miracles. The more you practice becoming still, the more you will receive. What do you do when meditation doesn't work? Sometimes when we're in our darkest moments, meditation may not work. If you can't find the focus or attention to sit in meditation, you can simply say the message and you will be guided. When we're really suffering from mental illness, physical pain, addiction, trauma, or grief, we may not feel relief from meditation. When I was deep in postpartum anxiety, my therapist called me and said, "You're having a biochemical condition and your meditation isn't working the way it used to." I agreed that it was hard for me to access stillness, but simply saying the message out loud helped me feel better and reconnect my energy with the universe. I trusted that the universe was working through my therapist, my psychiatrist, and my OBGYN to get me back to safety. I trusted that even if I couldn't sit in stillness for more than 1 minute, that 1 minute was enough. I trusted that just by focusing on my breath, I could shift my vibration ever so slightly and get closer to the universe. If you're going through a very difficult time right now, take this to heart. Just repeat the message. Give yourself 1 minute of stillness when you can. Breathe. Trust that every subtle shift matters. Practice the message now. Enjoy your new self-trust. Living this message strengthens your self-reliance. You no longer have to exert tons of willpower, hope for perfect circumstances, or rely on other people or external factors to feel good. Whenever we rely on anything or anyone outside ourselves, we will feel anxious and out of control. That's because the only things we can control are our thoughts and energy. When we make the commitment to attune our energy with love through stillness, we settle into a new habit. This is the habit of relying on the universe to reveal our next right action. Living this way will set you free from worry, doubt, and uncertainty. Practice the message now and witness how it feels to trust yourself in a whole new way. At any point today when you feel conflicted, frustrated, fearful, or out of alignment with peace in any way, say the message aloud. In stillness, I receive. Then sit for 3 minutes or more repeating your mantra. So hum. So hum. This mantra will offer you stillness and a reminder that you have the answers and solutions within you. Once you feel relief, lie on your back with your palms facing upward. Feel the shift in your energy. Notice how your mood has changed. Let your body and mind relax as long as you wish. You may even fall asleep. That's great. Just relax into stillness. When you're ready to come out of stillness, say the message out loud again. In stillness, I receive. Let yourself turn over your fears and trust in your inner wisdom. Gently take note of any shifts you experience. Your commitment to stillness will strengthen your faith in inner wisdom and your ability to receive direction from the universe. Take time to notice and celebrate your newfound faith. Document in your journal the shifts that occur. In time, others will reflect those shifts back to you. This happened to me recently when I was on a video call with my team. At the beginning of our Monday video calls, we take turns saying what we're grateful for. My gratitude on this day was for my newfound faith in the universe. I spoke about how I deepened my commitment to stillness and how much that had strengthened my faith. I shared that I no longer felt reactive, triggered, and afraid. I shared how I trusted the team more than I ever had and how I had unwavering faith in my own intuition. When I finished, I felt the most tremendous validation from my team. They noticed I was more relaxed and faithful, and they felt good in my presence. This was a miracle. The universe reflected back to me the inner shifts I'd undergone. In stillness, we receive. Let yourself live a life that's driven by an inner sense of confidence, peace, and purpose. Free yourself from the need to control and from incessant fear and uncertainty. There is another way of living that can be peaceful and receptive. Trust in the stillness and let love in. Return to the practices from this message often. Let's recap them now. First, give yourself permission to be still. Then consciously witness the power of your stillness. Bring stillness with you wherever you go. As you strengthen your intuition through your stillness practice, enjoy a new level of self-trust. Don't let the practice overwhelm you or hold you back. The purpose of this book is to simplify your spiritual practice and bring spiritual awareness into every corner of your life. Remember that just saying the message out loud, you will receive the benefit. Continuously remind yourself that in stillness you receive, and you will stay in contact with your inner wisdom. These gentle reminders throughout the day are required to stay in a receptive mode. We're constantly challenged to turn our back on our inner life in favor of the outside world's objectives. Use this message to turn inward as you go throughout the day. In stillness, I receive. As we move into the fifth message, take a moment to reflect on how your energy has shifted. Notice the ways you may be less reactive, fearful, or stressed. Notice the ways the universe has shown up for you. Notice the relief you may feel from simply listening to this audio. Give yourself the opportunity to trust in the simplicity of these messages. In the fifth message, you'll be asked to call on the spiritual superpower of compassion. We live in a world of separation, judgment, and striving to get ahead. In this world, it's easy to forget the power of radical compassion. Surrender to the fifth message and let compassion create connection. The fifth message, compassion creates connection. We live in a hyper-connected era that is unprecedented in history. Our phones light up with news alerts all day long, and many of the updates are filled with fear and anguish. Each time we turn on the TV, check the headlines, or just go online, we're assaulted with sadness, outrage, and reasons to judge ourselves and others. In order to cope with the barrage, we can become dissociated from what's really happening. We grow numb to the hardships of others and to our own inner discomfort. It almost seems normal. For a while now, I've tried to hold on to the innocence of a time before social media, when people didn't shame each other so publicly and viciously, a time when we had stronger connections to each other and less polarization. But I can't deny reality. The truth is that we're living in tumultuous times, and those of us on a spiritual path have a responsibility to wake up. That's why it's so important that you're listening. You, my friend, are waking up. You're waking up to your inner potential, your higher self, and your ability to heal so you can contribute to the healing of the world. Practicing the messages not only offers you an inner transformation, but also is a service you will bring forth. When you shift your energy, you will elevate the energy of the world around you. In tumultuous times, there's only one way to feel a sense of interconnectedness and inner peace. The way is through compassion. Compassion creates connection. Compassion is a topic I've spoken on for years, and it's never been more meaningful than it is now. When we cultivate compassion, we alleviate suffering by harnessing a sense of interconnectedness. Compassion activates a selfless part of us that, when directed toward another, creates a genuine union. At our core, what we want most is to feel connected. Compassion creates a deep connection because it allows us to see ourselves in the other. Compassionately seeing someone in their suffering creates a tender connection that bonds individuals on a spiritual level. We have to awaken our compassion so we can realign with others and heal the energetic divide. The way to energetically honor the difficulties of the world rather than take them on as burdens is through compassion. Spiritual people are often empathetic, and that's a positive thing, but it can be difficult to manage that empathy. Instead of holding space for other people's healing, empaths frequently take on their energy, which becomes overwhelming. This overwhelm can shut them down and lead them to look for ways to numb the suffering. It's a misconception that empaths will inevitably soak up other people's energy. Empaths who become overwhelmed by others' energy and shut down are holding themselves back from living with compassionate boundaries. Healthy empaths, on the other hand, have the power to honor other people's experiences, the collective wounds of the world, and the assault of daily news without taking it all on. They do this through compassion rather than empathy. Compassion is the ability to lovingly feel for and understand another being's experiences. Empathy involves taking on their feelings of distress. This is an important distinction because when we live with compassion, we can show up for others without taking on their problems. Compassion allows us to cultivate a healthy level of sympathy and concern for the well-being of our fellow beings without turning their pain into ours. It opens us up to our interconnectedness. Don't let your empathetic nature block you from living with compassion. Instead, learn to hone it for the greater good. When you feel uncomfortable witnessing any form of suffering, ask yourself, how can I be steady and experience this through the lens of compassion? You can look to the fourth message and turn inward to reconnect to the part of yourself that is truly safe no matter what is happening around you. In stillness, you can restore your energetic balance and transform your empathy to compassion. The moment you shift from empathy to compassion, you're no longer taking on someone's problem, but instead lovingly honoring their path. When we're compassionate, we can create a healthy connection to another person without taking on all their problems as our own and feeling crushed by them. When you take on another person's energy, you can no longer serve them. I've been speaking publicly for 20 years, and I've never seen more suffering in my audiences than I do now. Truthfully, I think we were always suffering, but now it's coming to the surface in a greater way. There's a worldwide awakening happening. And anyone who winds up in a spiritual gathering or self-help seminar is ready to open their eyes. I don't fear this awakening. I celebrate it. But I also see the intense requirements to live with compassion during these times. When people in my workshops share about their traumatic experiences or fears, I can feel the energy of the room plummet. Many folks are eager to talk about manifesting and quick ways to feel